From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Thursday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Barm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. Jeffrey Wright joining the beginning of the show. We'll get to him in 1 second. We'll tell you what to do every single day about the Oxford Exxon there on Highway 6 West. Remember also with the Oxford Crystal next door, any Ole Miss home basketball game this season, use your ticket as a coupon. You get $150 off a steamer pack or a sack full there with the Oxford Crystal. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number, ask for Corey Clark, tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. And the rest is up to you. You get your quote, you shop it around if you'd like, or you can do what I've done, what you will be glad you've done, and that's you'll hop into a Clark Ford today. You will love the product. You will absolutely love the service after the sale. Corey wants to be your car guy, and he wants to be your truck guy. People say, what does that mean? Well, he will show you what that means once you make the call, 662-257-1900.
Yesterday, the first silly day of the search, we felt like we were starting to get some feel on it prior to late yesterday, and then rumors just started everywhere. And the problem with said rumors is that they all came from people that we trust to some extent, where you go, well, maybe, 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 well, okay, sure. And then at the end of the day, you look back and it's just a bunch of stuff is what it is.
Yeah, the misinformation portion of the coaching search began in earnest yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. By 11 o'clock, someone asked, are you sleeping? By 11 o'clock last night, I was like, out of hell with this. I didn't turn my phone off, but I just surrendered.
Jeffrey, how's it going in Memphis?
I'm there with y'all. I also, though, see if y'all agree with this. You know how we always have said one of the nice things about football season is the rhythm to it, the regimen, if you will. It's very scheduled. Mm-hmm. I do feel like we always forget. I think all of us collectively love coaching searches. And not really for selfish reasons. I think we all enjoy it because deep down, and y'all still do it. I don't want to besmirch it. But deep down, like, we all still love kind of reporting. And there's the detective element. And typically it feels like a story that you're not trying to break something that is negative. Or, hey, I heard so-and-so did something, really bad, and so it's not as depressing. That's not to say that there aren't depressing elements of it, but I think we always forget the point that we are at right now, where it's usually around Wednesday or Thursday if a coaching search starts over the weekend. We get into that period where I don't know if it's the absence of information creates rumor, so I don't know if it's rumor. I don't know if it's spin from a particular side. I don't know if it's positioning. And then you just sit there and you just go, I hate every person that is living right now.
It's also that, to some extent, the adrenaline wears off. When it first starts happening, you're like, you're just pumped up and pumped up and pumped up. But as much as you can, being a journalist or reporter, there is some adrenaline involved with it. And by Wednesday, as Neil said, you kind of get tired. It's like, okay, at some point, we're having the same conversations over and over and over and over again. Because, I mean, it's our job. And I think Neil apologized for calling me about 17 times yesterday at different points, because we weren't actually talking about anything. It was just running some rumors through and seeing what we thought and then moving on with our day.
Well, you're like you're one of the few people I could call with, hey, here's what someone just told me, and know that it would stay right there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just throw that one out there, can you?
Because I got a call from someone that I have to talk to. It's a source that is ultimately a good source. It's a source that I've got to use throughout the process. I got to use to the bitter end. And yesterday he called and just flat lied to me, and I knew it was a lie, and I had to play along with the lie, and.
Go ahead.
I would imagine it's very similar to how detectives feel, like law enforcement detectives. when a case goes cold. You know what I mean? Like, I got to imagine that is a frustrating period for a detective.
It would be like, the similarity to what you're talking about, it would be like if you were in charge of the tip line. When something crazy's happened and you go, hey, call in with any information. And you go, hey, I've got to dig through these stupid things. And most of them are completely and utterly useless.
Oh, yeah.
But what if that one is right? That's what it is.
You have to chase every rumor because there's one, there will be one in that stack that's right. And so you have to chase it.
What's the feeling up there? It's Norvell to FSU, right?
Yes. I have not met anyone that believes otherwise. With that being said, I strongly believe that Mike Norvell has not made a decision.
I do too. I got some stuff here.
Okay, go ahead.
I got some stuff here. So I talked to Gene Williams at War Chant, FSU rival site. Gene's been doing this forever. He's really good. He's very connected with Florida State people. And overnight, the seemingly insane Bob Stoops rumors, which have just been lingering all fall, they're popping up again. And so I asked him, I said, what's the deal? And he said, well, it's kind of complicated. And he took me through it. And he said, so right now, he's 75% sure that Mike Norvell is at Florida State. He said, the Stoops thing is weird because Stoops denies it all, and yet they know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Stoops has been in Sarasota recently meeting with one of the big Florida State people who's based in Sarasota who can make these things happen. The Florida State fan base, which, like a lot of fan bases, has not been as supportive lately. They've not attended games. Their donations are down. Their budget is depleted. They desperately need fan buy-in again. They're not excited about Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell is kind of a ho-hum hire to them. There's concern there that Mike Norvell won't move the dial enough to change the financial bottom line. The way that Bob Stoops, obviously.
They already have a nickname for him, by the way.
What's their name?
White Willie. World's worst Billy Idol song.
That's not good. So they want big game Bob. They want him bad. I don't know whether Stoops is going to get back into coaching or not. I said, what do you put the odds on that? He goes, I don't know, you know, like 10%? He goes, it's, you know, when the rumor, and I get where he's coming from. You know, when you're in a position like Gene's in right now, Gene Williams, you know this is illogical. You know it's almost certainly not happening, and yet, this is the part that I know fans get frustrated with. All you need is two or three normally reliable sources to tell you, hey, man, don't count out this Stoops thing. To go, okay, well, I can't count out this Stoops thing. I can't make it come to fruition, but I can't count it out. And I agree with what Jeffrey just said. Here's where this Norvell thing is fascinating. There is this assumption, and I think it's ultimately going to be right. If you made me bet today, I'd bet Mike Norvell to Florida State. But there's this assumption that Florida State has this blank check.
Mm-hmm.
Because six years ago, it would have. But today, it doesn't. And as Chase, as you always say, and you're right, this is not monopoly money. And I've had people ask me, how far do you think Ole Miss could go for Norvell? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, Chase says upper fours. I'm like, I don't know, maybe a little five, maybe 5-1-ish, maybe. And people are like, yeah, it's probably right. And I'm telling you, those two schools are in the same ballpark financially right now. Ole Miss, Florida State. The attendance drop around the country is affecting multiple programs. And unlike Ole Miss, which has the giant SEC check that comes its way every June.
Even though Ole Miss hasn't gotten two of those.
Yeah, which is real.
Yeah.
Florida State.
They haven't gotten bowl checks, right? They've still gotten checks.
They've gotten checks.
Yeah, they don't get the bowl portion of it. They've lost $18 million over 2 years.
That's not really a significant amount of money. I mean,
they get half of that back in 2022.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So
half of Matt Luke pile.
Florida State doesn't have that check. There's just no one really knows. So Gene's prediction is ultimately on Sunday it comes out that Mike Norvell's going to Florida State. He's announced Monday in Tallahassee. But he said, man, there's no certainty here. And I'm with him. this it's out there that it's a done deal.
I completely disagree.
And I don't think that's true. And I've heard it from people who I normally would trust, who are really good. I've had people tell me the number. I've had people tell me it's $5.5 million per year and it is done. And I don't think that's accurate.
Florida State also has a team meeting scheduled today that most people around the program just think it's some sort of mandatory end of semester thing. We'll see, the thought.
Make sure you go to your final exams, take your test. Yeah. Let's not screw this up.
Yeah, we think that's what it is.
We've had APR problems. Let's try to not make it worse.
Blah 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 blah. So yesterday,
I'll say this at this point, because everything he said there, I completely agree with. The only thing that I believe strongly is that Mike Norvell won't be Memphis's coach next year. But with that being said, to just kind of bookend everything Neil just said, I wouldn't just sit there and go 100% there's no chance he's coming back.
So
I think it's incredibly unlikely he goes back to Memphis, but I've just seen, I don't know, like I'm in a weird spot where I have learned not to jump the gun on anything.
Neil wrote a good bit yesterday about how Norvell to Florida State is more palatable for Memphis people, that frankly it's more palatable to Norvell's legacy. That program's meant a lot to him in Memphis, and essentially potentially gets to coach an Access Bowl there before he leaves. Jeffrey Wright being in the thick of it, what's sort of your response to that? What do you feel about, just from a local level, how Memphis people would view Norvell, Ole Miss versus Florida State as they move forward?
It is something that I believe to be true. I'm not saying it is a deal breaker, but it is something that I tried to stress to when some Ole Miss people reached out to me. I tried to stress to them, this is a bigger factor than you are considering. And I think I'm in a unique spot in that I feel as if I have a pretty good understanding of both fan bases, and more importantly, and depending on the time and who's actually in place this week, I have a pretty good understanding of how the administrations operate, and I had consistently repeated to them, I do not think you guys are considering enough that this will be Calipari 2.0. And with that being said, I also firmly believed if Mike Norvell thought, no questions asked, the best spot for him was Ole Miss, and it was undeniable, I thought he would go there. Because I think inevitably he understands that it doesn't take much for things to get rolling in the wrong direction in the American. And I do think he thinks he can win here for an extremely long period of time, but I think he also has a pragmatic element of him.
Yeah, I talked to a coach last night who has coached.
Let me bottom line it. The bottom line is, I think people keep fans from whatever angle. I think they make this assumption that there's a clear cut answer, and I'm not convinced that Florida State's Mike Norvell's dream job. It's obviously a very good job, and it's a better job. The Ole Miss job's a pretty good job, and it's a better job. With that being said, if all things are kind of in the same ballpark, I did feel like it was an extra marble to tip the scales.
I want to spend 30 seconds on this. That's not why anybody's listening, but I am just kind of curious. When Norvell leaves, what does Memphis do? I mean, could they go try to? I mean, could they make an intermediate stop for like a Billy Napier or somebody? I mean, seriously, like what happens?
You mean like maybe somebody from the, you know, from the state of Tennessee a hotshot coach that's
out there
that is 7-5 and has never beaten anyone this year with a winning record? Yet all of a sudden, I'm being told that he's Sean McVay. Which, by the way, he's got to worry about some branding, because now what people are realizing is Sean McVay's genius really wasn't scheme, wasn't so much that. It was, he was kind of like, it's more like emotional and kind of, rallying the guys and getting them to play for him. but that's
that
a complicated.
Stuff has a shelf life.
By the way, we're speaking of Will Healy here, guys. That's.
Oh, you're talking about Healy going to Charlotte.
Jeffrey and I are discussing Will Healy right now.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Freeze coming to.
Oh no, you didn't see that. You didn't see that. Liberty won a big bidding war yesterday against itself.
I did see that.
No, I believe Jeffrey's saying that Will Healy's next step that would be make some sense would be the Memphis Tigers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm on the same page now.
Okay, well, let's set this up because it's actually a topic I want to talk about a good bit today. Neil, where do we think we are right now from an Ole Miss standpoint with Will Healy?
The buzz is unmistakable.
Yep.
It's out there. It's in the coaching fraternity. I talked to someone last night who typically would know, who said, quote, it's not going to happen. Still, it won't stop. That buzz won't stop. Billy Napier told somebody at Louisiana Lafayette, and I don't think it's going to happen, and the Napier stuff has kind of died down. I don't hear a lot of Napier right now. Do you?
No, if you told me that it's somebody other than Norvell or Kiffin, frankly, I would pick Will Healy right now if I had to take a guess.
I'm with Chase.
Or it would be somebody that we're not talking
about.
Well,
sure, but I mean, I don't know that, though. My point is, I don't know.
If you're saying, okay, if you're telling me the Ole Miss search got past Norvell, Kiffin, your quote-unquote, whoever the home run is.
Parson. I mean, I still think there's possible. Because, look, Keith's done a really good job of keeping this quiet. They've kept it super quiet. We're really having to pick up morsels that happen to fall to the ground and figure out what the dinner was, right? I mean, so who knows? But if you told me today that it's not Norvell, that Norvell goes to Florida State, that it's not Kiffin, that Ole Miss ultimately decides that it can't do that, and we'll get into the Kiffin stuff in a little bit because I know that Keith Carter has been bombarded with Lane Kiffin stuff. There's no other word for it. He has been inundated with it. It has been to the point where he has had no choice but to notice it. But if you told me that Keith Carter decided that that's a risk he can't take, I would agree. And so if you told me it's not them, the guy that has the most buzz right now is Will Healy. And it won't go away.
I think it's a guy Keith will be comfortable with from a personality standpoint. I think they're looking for this young, energetic type face a little bit. However, it is a huge step.
It is this obsession at Ole Miss that drives me insane. It drives me nuts. And this is the following. If for those of you who are Hugh Freeze fanatics, is not me ripping on Hugh Freeze's personal life. Period. Chill. I promise I'm not. It's this belief that the way he did it when he came in 2012, and all of us have said it was a phenomenal coaching job. There were some elements to it that we'll get it. I don't even want to get into it. I do not want to do a dissection of Hugh Freeze here. Are we all in agreement?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
But
I do think you're onto something though here.
But they.
This is the thing I said on my show yesterday.
They want to They want to go down that road again and say, hey, and they know. I don't mean they want to hire Hugh Freeze. That's never been mentioned. But I think
they want to make the money that they made with Hugh.
I think they want to do this again with someone who's got this Hugh Freeze-like energy to him, who's got this social media kind of a thing and all that. And so here's the following is a compliment to Hugh Freeze. Because I talked to someone in coaching about Healy yesterday. I talked to a lot of people about Healy. And the Hugh Freeze comparison came up a couple times. And this is what was said, and I thought it was... So those of you who think I'm about to rip Hugh Freeze, I'm actually about to compliment him. When Hugh Freeze got to Ole Miss in 2012, he had been in the SEC before at Ole Miss with Ed Orgeron.
Yes.
Hugh Freeze had been at Arkansas State for a year.
A year, yeah.
Maybe 2 years.
A year.
Coordinator and then a head coach.
Yeah, well, yeah, right, yeah. Head coach.
Yeah.
He'd been in the SEC before. So when Hugh Freeze showed up in late November of 2012, yeah, he was gimmicky and all that stuff, but Hugh Freeze knew how to play the game. Hugh Freeze knew there was a game that had to be played, and he knew how to play it.
Took a break in the podcast today about MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape, Premium Lawn Care throughout northern Mississippi, but a lot more as well. Everything from custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paper patios, forestry mulching, and much more. The patch your dream backyard is easier than you think with MasterCuts. That's gomastercuts.com for a free quote, or that same free quote at 662-607-7773.
We posted a Mind on My Money podcast last night. It is sponsored by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust, based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states, advisors in multiple states as well. Pinnacle Trust provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. At Pinnacle Trust, investing is treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan built just for you. It's pintrust.com, P-I-N-N-trust.com. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You get 10% off your first year's fee. We're also brought to you by the Westin Jackson. It's a Marriott property in downtown Jackson's home to Soul Spa, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. It's also home to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro, creative craft cocktails, curated wine list, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Chef Caden's food is fantastic. You'll love it. You'll love the entire Westin Jackson experience. Check it out, the Westin Jackson in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. We are also brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. I was talking to someone today who is thinking about a trip to London and Paris with his wife and children. He said, hey, I'm going to hit up John Edwards. They want to make sure that we do it right. If you're doing something along those lines, you should follow that lead. John's part of Virtuoso. He's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows him to supply his clients with added values and unique benefits that are simply not available to other travelers. What you do is you give him some parameters. You give him a budget. That's the key. Give him a price point. Say, hey, I've got $5,000 for this trip. Not six, five. He'll come up with, he'll maximize your expense. He will maximize your experience in a way that you can't do on your own. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. And we're brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, look no further than Grenada Nissan. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Tell Gene and Sandy and the people at Grenada Nissan that you heard about Grenada Nissan on this podcast or at rebelgrove.com. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Visit Oxford. VisitOxfordMS.com is the website. It's the calendar events and everything going on in Oxford this December, including many different holiday activities, including Santa Visit Oxford, the Holiday Village, the Elf Scavenger Hunt that goes all the way to Christmas around the square, and much, much more. This brilliant decor and lights all over display. They've already lit the Christmas tree. They've had the parade and much more to come. So find out all the list of events at visitoxfordms.com. And then as January gets here, pop up oxfordms.com.
I'm telling you, here's the concern on Will Healy. Will Healy is, everyone says, rock star, going to be a superstar. I get it. Will Healy won at Austin Peay, and no one wins at Austin Peay, and he did. Will Healy has taken over an infant program at Charlotte, and he's made it exciting, and the kids have played hard for him, and they've bought in, and he's made it fun, and he walked in the scuba suit for the, hey, we're going to the Bahamas, and the players went crazy and all that, and it's a cool story, and he's good on media, social media and all that stuff, but Will Healy has never played the game. And Will Healy has a staff that has never played the game.
Will Healy wants his staff in the SEC.
And Will Healy wants to bring that staff with him.
Huge thing. I know Gabe reported, and I think Neil has written about it as well. That is alarming.
So here's the thing at Ole Miss right now with the roster that is put together today. This is a roster that doesn't have much margin for error. This is obviously going to be a transition class. It was supposed to be a foundation class. It's going to be a transition class. The next class now becomes absolutely freaking vital. It is. I mean, you can't miss. And if you're bringing in a staff that doesn't know how to play the game, that doesn't know how to do this, the way that the signing stuff is now, the kids all make their decisions by June, July. You don't have time. By the time Will Healy and his staff, let's just hypothetically say they got the job, by the time they come in and learn how to play the game, it's going to be too late.
Several points I want to make. First, let's start with a narrative I keep hearing from the Ole Miss side of it is, well, we just want to get the right hire. We don't really, you know, it's more about getting the right hire. And in fairness, I said this the Sunday after the Vanderbilt loss last year with you guys. I think we did like an emergency pod.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I think we did one of those. That ship has sailed, ladies and gentlemen. That time has come and gone. You had a chance to make the quote-unquote right hire, restart, and you had the chance to do that, and that was in, I'm sorry, it was 28, the Vanderbilt game 2018.
Yeah.
You had a chance to do that, and that was after the 2017 season. And you chose to, you can spin it however you want, you chose to go with Matt Luke, whether it was to try to save the players that were on the team, whether it was you wanted somebody Mississippi made, whatever the logic was behind it, that was your decision. That time has come and gone. And what I would say, and I feel this very strongly because, heads up, people, I'm about to do the same thing with as Neil. I'm about to give Hugh Freeze credit. Where I think those that are in Ole Miss's administration make the mistake is that I believe they think the reason that Hugh Freeze, when he was at his peak, the reason why he resonated was because of Hugh Freeze's image. I think that is misguided. I do think people latched onto the image, but I also think that's because people will latch onto whatever they want. The real reason why Hugh Freeze was successful and the reason why Hugh Freeze was a great coach there's a specific point in time when he was a great coach at Ole Miss, because I have noticed really three common elements that Ole Miss wants out of its head coach. They want to be relevant in big-time recruiting. It doesn't mean that they have to have the number one class. It doesn't mean they want it. They want five stars. And I'm not saying that's wrong, because guess what? Statistics show the more of those you got, the better chance you got. So I don't think that's necessarily wrong. But they love to be relevant in big-time recruiting. Ed Orgeron proves the same. Same thing with Ed first couple of years. But, you know, before they just got to the point where they didn't win any games, same idea. Ed made him relevant on the recruiting trail, and that resonates with people. Number two, they want the occasional big win. And the truth is, I everyone loves to knock a fan base and whatnot. Ole Miss is pretty forgiving of bad losses as long as you mix in a big win. Like, they just are. Like, this is not a pointing at Freeze. Like, historically, Ole Miss has been forgiving of bad losses from a lot of coaches, as provided that they have big wins. And the final thing is, they want someone that makes them feel like they're relevant. And if you really think that, if you are a decision maker and you think that this is your time to quote unquote do this hire right, find the right guy,
Hugh Freeze,
I disagree.
Hugh Freeze, and also, when he is important, when Hugh Freeze got here in 2012, the network was motivated. The network loved Hugh Freeze.
Hold on a second.
Right now, the network is kind of pissed off. The network's kind of pissed off that Matt Luke got fired when he did, that Matt Luke didn't get another year, that they deviated from the plan. They're a little pissed off about it. So you better hire somebody. And I just hear people cringing right now that are at Ole Miss. They're like, I can't believe you guys are talking about this, but we're a Keep It Real show, and I'm keeping it real. You better hire somebody that can pretty quickly motivate that network again. And I don't know that a 34-year-old guy from Charlotte with no SEC ties and a staff full of people with no SEC ties, I don't know that that's going to get it done.
Not only that, Neil, not only does he not have, you know, Power 5 experience, he literally hasn't even been a GA. Like, his entire career, he started, I think, at Air Force. Then he went to Richmond. Then
UT Chattanooga, maybe.
UT Chat. Then he was the got the Austin Peay job, and now he's at Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm not belittling the guy. I'm telling you, everybody that I talked to.
Something that bothered me. So let me. What? Where did this narrative come? Like, whenever anyone talks to you about Healy, well, you know he had one of the number one recruiting classes in FBS. Yet, one of the consistent things and knocks I got against Norvell is, well, you got to admit, recruiting in the AAC is way different than recruiting in the SEC. Well, okay. But how on earth can you use that logic and then tell me that Will Healy has proof of concept because he recruited in the OVC?
Yeah, it doesn't relate at all. It's a totally different thing. It's a totally different thing to recruit the kid that's the eighth best player on his high school team as opposed to walking into the living room of a AJ Brown, of a McKinley Jackson. It's a totally different creature where the next guy in the living room when you walk out is Nick Saban.
Yeah, it's not even the same from a relationship standpoint.
Let's go to this point, too. Not only did Ole Miss do themselves a disservice by hiring Matt Luke when they did a disservice to Matt Luke. Matt Luke was going to have a job where he was going to be able to you know, cut his teeth. And everything, listen, I could be proven dead wrong, and Will Healy is, and I am one that thinks that people really overcomplicate the football thing. However, I do hold that there are a few characteristics and experience lines that you need. He doesn't have one of the biggest ones, with that being, I think you have to have some experience recruiting in this league. You have to know what it's like.
Agreed. And that's why the Hugh Freeze comparison to me doesn't match up.
He was a recruiting coordinator in the SEC under Ed Orgeron.
Hugh had also been, I mean, we joke about it, but Hugh had seen the recruiting game up close and personal with Michael Orr.
Yes.
Hugh knew what he was doing. I mean, again, this is for the people that go, y'all can't stop talking about Hugh Freeze. We're complimenting Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze was ready for the Ole Miss job when he got it. He was ready for it. He made sense. Were there other
most of his flaws in recruiting came after signing day?
Yeah, he was really good at it. He was ready for it initially. He did bring too much of his own staff, but some of that, frankly, was Ole Miss had no money at the time.
Yeah,
and so.
And let's keep it real. He's not well liked in coaching community.
And he didn't, but at that time, he really didn't know a lot of people yet. He was still pretty new, and it was, so it was a combination of things. You know, he did have Wesley McGriff on that staff, who is an excellent recruiter. He had some people that were with him that were good recruiters. He went out and got Matt Luke, who's a good recruiter. He did some good things on that staff. I'm not convinced that Will Healy's ready to do that right out of the gate. And I'm not saying that Will Healy in 6 years is not a coaching superstar. Here's my thing. Ole Miss doesn't have a six-year window.
No, that's the thing. You can't – the riskiest hire – and I'm – listen, Keith, Carter, if you're listening to this, I'm not a fan. But I'm the son of a big one. I'm the brother of a big one. I'm the fiance of one that wish wasn't as big as she is. At the end of the day, I don't care. And this isn't the whole I'm not a fan speech and whatnot. Like, that's not it. This is the I don't care. If given the choice, I would 100% rather Ole Miss be good than bad. Because on a very personal and a very selfish level, my life would be easier because of just the same things that every person goes through with his family. You have to let someone else find out if Will Healy is a superstar, because I understand this fan base. And I understand it's not a blanket fan base. Please hear my words. You have reached the point in which enough people believe it. If you have the opportunity to hire Lane Kiffin, and whatever your reservations may be, I understand. By the way, there's no perfect candidate right now. There isn't one. If it was, I think the hire would be done. If you do not hire Lane Kiffin, and it is perceived that you had the ability to do so, this will be your last hire. I believe that in my bones and in my soul.
Will Healy will obviously accept an SEC coaching job because anyone would, and you're confident and you're whatever. But I have a point here. You made a good Matt Luke comparison. Will Healy's next step should be an AAC job or a big time, some type of big time group five job where, do that, and then all of a sudden you're in line for the big SEC job, the big Big Ten job, and you're kind of the favorite at that point. You're Mike Norvell. You're whomever. That's his better path, because it also would allow him to slowly upgrade his staff. No longer that Charlotte staff. I mean, the Memphis staff would be better than the Charlotte staff. The Boise State staff would be better than the Charlotte staff. Whomever. Sure. I don't care which school it is. Make up your own mind. But Will Healy's next step should be a middle step. And if you jump and you fail, you get put in a weird spot that Matt Luke's in right now. And Matt Luke obviously has been a career assistant that had a whole lot more SEC experience than Will Healy.
No, I mean, I don't. I think if Matt wants to coach again next year, which I don't know if he does or doesn't. If I were Matt, I would say, take your family and y'all have a year to yourselves. Work on that golf game.
I think he's going to take a couple of months, reconnect with his family, see what's out there, what shakes out, and then go from there.
Maybe take some me time, if you will. His next step's got to be probably an offensive line coach.
Yeah. I mean, probably. I mean, I guess in theory, some group fives. I mean, who knows? But we'll see.
Yeah, I think he could take a group of five job and do okay. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I think I'm sure the shock is still somewhat there. And he's got two boys. Reconnect with your family a little bit and see what happens. But I'm still where I was yesterday on this. Saturday, when the AAC game is over, when Mike Norvell gets through celebrating, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm sitting down with Mike Norvell. I'm getting my one shot, and if he says no, okay, and then I'm going straight to Lane Kiffin, because his agent's going to be right there. The agent, it will take me exactly an eye blink to go from talking to Mike Norvell's agent to talking to Lane Kiffin's agent.
Yeah, no, and I would literally say I would make the best pitch that I can.
Yep.
And I think that's the other thing that gets lost in this. I do. If you have identified that Norvell's your number one guy, by all means, if you want to give that, if you want to put the best possible effort and you don't want to have any regrets, by all means, you are entitled to do that. What I am telling you is you have been granted a really nice opportunity. You have been granted the opportunity that, whether, you know, this is perception, so for anyone that wants to misinterpret this, but this is the reality of it. You've been granted the opportunity that if you are unable to go and hire away Memphis's coach, you have an option that legitimately will make you more popular, and I believe this in my heart of hearts. Yeah, I know there is some risk. But the riskiest hire, in my opinion, would be to not hire Lane Kiffin at that point.
Well, and I mean, this is, we're not really rumor mongering here. We heard this yesterday, Neil. This would put this out. I don't know if put this out in these words on the site, but there was a rumor going around yesterday afternoon at some point that there was the potential that Ole Miss can make a hire before Saturday.
Yeah.
We started putting tea leaves together, and I mean, we thought, well, if that's the case, maybe it is Will Healy. That is the most dangerous thing from a PR standpoint for everyone involved, because then you're not waiting on Saturday. You're not waiting on Norvell.
You look scared.
You look past Kiffin, and you grab a guy that at least early on has tons of question marks in Will Healy, where in some ways it's a lot like the hires that Ole Miss have made in other areas, where you're starting somebody off below zero, and the only way Will Healy is going to get everybody in is to win football games, and you've got to wait on that. You don't get any of that. And I get it's not all about the slow burst or the quick burst or immediate burst, but that is putting a situation where it looks like you should have you literally just kind of balked at everything, made a hire, and then you're making that guy prove you right instead of starting with a honeymoon period off the top.
Yes, it's, and that schedule is not going to do whoever coaches that team next year any favors. But more importantly, rightly, wrongly, because we've gone over it, there are plenty of reasons to move on from Matt Luke. But in the end, you're going to have some important people that are going to say, we really fired Matt Luke for Charlotte's head coach. Why did we do this? Why do we have to do this now? Why did we have to do this now? And by the way, I think that's a valid question.
The podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you can want, all with a personal touch. And when you call OUB, you speak directly with the live person, all without having to press 10 buttons, without a 5-minute wait. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking accounts called Kasasa. And with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% on their balances up to $50,000, refund ATM fees nationwide. They also offer online bill pay and mobile check deposit using the online app. Go to liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. We're also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based REMAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than 4 decades. No one knows the residential and condo market better. He's also a big part of Savannah Square, 9-acre development, 7/10 of a mile, I should say, from the Oxford downtown square. Get in touch with Harry. Check out the different homes in different stages of development there in Savannah Square. Check out the model home at 215 William Street. It's SavannahSquareOxford.com, or give Harry a call or text at 662-801-5621. And we're also brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel shop. Now 2 locations in the Jackson area, in Ridgeland next to Fleet Feet, and the new location in Flowood next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's not a problem. Go to collegecornerstore.com plus Facebook and Instagram. Put Rebel Grove in the coupon tab at checkout. Get 15% off your entire order at the College Corner. And we're brought to you by the refrigeration company, TRC, owned and operated by Jeremy Wattler. He's been in the refrigeration field for more than 20 years, including 5 as a national service manager. At TRC, they understand that great service means being responsive. Their highly trained, responsible, and dedicated staff are available 24/7 to ensure your complete satisfaction. They specialize in ammonia refrigeration, but they work on any other HFC, HCFC, or CO2 systems. They have built winning relationships with customers in baking, cold storage warehouses, ice production facilities, and facilities serving dairy, food, poultry, and catfish processing. They're based in Alabama, but they're licensed in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and South Carolina as well. They can handle all of your company's refrigeration needs, including installation, fabrication, service, compressor rebuilds, ammonia detection calibration, vibration analysis, and more. Give Jeremy a call, 251-348-8533, or email him at jeremy@therefridgeco.com.
Oh, and I think, look, I think there is a certain prerequisite to this job that you're in the SEC West. You have to recruit top-of-the-line talent. You cannot succeed in this league recruiting in the 20s and the 30s. At the end of the day, a huge chunk of this job is, hey, who out there is going to help me sign the most Laramie Tunzels, Robert Kamdichis, and Shea Pattersons, and Greg Littles of the world? What cat's going to do that? And then let's do that.
Neil, what did you tell me one of the biggest position groups for the 2020 signing class is?
It's next year. It's wide receivers.
Kent State.
Yeah, the 21 class is loaded.
Yes, the 21 class.
Loaded with elite wide receivers. Harmon, Burkhalter, Wright, tons of them.
Okay. Shea Patterson, the top 5 national recruit, it counts.
This is coming off as like I think Will Healy's a joke of a football coach. I don't. I'm trying to deal in the reality, and I'm trying to deal in the moment that you're in. Do you feel as if a 2021 wide receiver that probably has the ability to go just about anywhere to play football that he wants, do you feel he's going to be more giddy about Lane Kiffin coming into his living room or Will Healy?
I mean, it's an obvious answer.
Okay. And that's the problem. Apparently, this is so obvious, but there appears to be a mental block. I understand some of the thought processes that occur with Kiffin, but in fairness, I made this entire argument 13 months ago that you were already here. It didn't get any better this year. Your problems only exacerbated. I'm willing to listen to another fix. And again, as Neil pointed out, there could be someone entirely off the radar that we don't know about. I find it hard to believe, considering the finest sports reporter that I know in my life is Neil McCready.
I'm flattered.
We didn't say he personally knows.
I'll just say this. If there's somebody else, man, everybody can rip me all they want, and I'll just take it. I can't work any harder on it than I have. So if I just get mauled on the story, then it happens. So be it. If there's somebody out there, I'll tip my hat to everybody. Go.
And that's the thing. It's not the first coaching search that we've been in part of together or whatever. Everything points toward one of the names we know. Like, there's nothing that pragmatically looks like it's some outside guy. It's just this feeling in the back like, well, what is there that is that there unless it is as simple as what we're saying? And sometimes, I mean, hey, let's look for, you know, horses instead of zebras when we hear hoofbeats. So I don't know. I mean, it's
And Occam's razor exists for a reason.
Yeah.
This deal ain't complicated. I said it yesterday, and I'm more convinced I'm right than ever. You go to Mike Norvell. If he says yes, awesome. He's the safer choice. Mike Norvell is a safer choice.
Great.
Than
we're all on the same page there.
Lane Kiffin. Mike Norvell makes a ton of sense. He's instant credibility.
No issue with him being 1A whatsoever.
Yeah, just all
your
the stuff.
You hire Mike Norvell, your fan base can be pretty pumped.
All the stuff that's in his past is in his past. You just, if someone tries to drop some bomb, the response is very simple. We knew about all that. We're cool. Let's roll. That's your answer. We knew about all that. We talked to him about it. We're cool. Let's roll. But if you can't get Mike Norvell, you're Ole Miss. You're coming off of probation. You're coming off of sanctions. You're coming off of 4 years, basically, of embarrassment. Starting with January the 29th, 2016, I think that was the right date, to today, it's been a bad roll. All of 16.
January 29th, 2017. It was a great day.
Was it 17? Yeah, that's right.
2017.
But in 17.
I didn't forget.
Wait, hang tight. I can't keep up with all that. Hold on a second. After the Sugar Bowl, the next season was 5-7. Then you got the probation hit. The second NOA, you had the interim coach, you had the embarrassment with Freeze in his personal life, you had the 6-6 season where the AD at the time, Ross Bjork, said, hey, we're going to have a national search, and then you hire the offensive line coach off Hugh Freeze's staff. Then you go 5-7, keeping the coordinators and having the debate about who the coordinators were going to be. Then you have 4-8, you have the chancellor search thing that was a disaster. All you've had is bad news. Hell, why not roll the dice now? It can't get worse.
Dead. It's 6 feet under.
Let's say that it's a quote disaster. I keep asking, what does that mean? But let's say you go from 4-8 to 3-9 to another 3-9. I would submit, what's the difference between 4-8 and 3-9?
Well, you would have actually made a little bit of money at one point in there.
Yeah, because here's what Lane Kiffin does. And Mike Norvell does too. Lane Kiffin, whoever Lane Kiffin goes to on Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, whenever it happens, let's assume that he gets another job, whether it's Arkansas or it's Ole Miss or whatever. That's the lead story. That's a bigger story than Mike Norvell to Florida State or Mike Norvell to Ole Miss.
You can say what you want about Penny Hardaway and all the people that laughed and said, what are they doing? They're hiring an AAU coach. Like, holy cow, eye roll. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of flaws with that hire. Do you know how many times that team has led SportsCenter?
Oh, over and over.
As a college basketball team.
The only story that would be bigger than Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss or Arkansas Sunday is Bob Stoops to Florida State. Now, that would be, oh, wow, big game Bob back in the game at Florida State. Hey, let's talk about it for 30 minutes. Bring in the talking heads. Let's go.
Here's the other thing. I actually think Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss, the people that normally scoff and roll their eyes at you, and we know who they are, I think they'd kind of tip their cap to you.
I know they would. They've already kind of done it. Spring football would be fascinating here, not because of the spring football, who's getting better and who's getting bigger and faster and practice reports and all that stuff.
People also get so simplistic in recruiting from a national media standpoint that Kiffin's a big enough name that it would actually take the heat off of you when you started recruiting well, because it's Kiffin.
Absolutely.
Yes. Preach, Queen.
Yeah, it's Kiffin.
Kiffin's,
it's Kiffin.
So here's
what he's doing. Look, hey, Lane Kiffin, hell of a football coach. Here's what Lane's doing. Yeah, that five star. Lane will get him in the house. Okay, great.
Beyond the stuff, Lane Kiffin coached at Tennessee. Lane Kiffin's coached at Alabama. Lane Kiffin knows the league. Lane Kiffin can put together a staff of people that know the league. Lane Kiffin can get the five star to answer the phone. Those kids like him. Is he going to get those kids? No, I don't know. Is Lane Kiffin going to get a network excited? He is. Is Lane Kiffin going to get a fan base excited? He is. Here's the thing, and I have resisted saying this for a while because I really like Matt Luke, the person, okay? I really do. I like him a lot. I've covered several coaches here. I covered Houston Nutt, who hated me from day one. I covered Hugh Freeze, who it got weird. And I covered Matt Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Luke, from day one all the way to the final day, was nothing but fair to me. Nothing. He was never petty. He was always fair. Treated me with respect. I wish him nothing but the very best. I hope that he lands on his feet and does really, really well. I've heard people criticize Ashley for getting so defensive or whatnot. You know what? That's just her loving her husband, and I'm cool with it. All that being said, Ole Miss got boring. Ole Miss football's been boring for a while, if you're honest. And the fan base, the attendance has sort of borne that out. Lane Kiffin takes boring and throws that out the window. So does Mike Norvell, by the way. But Lane Kiffin throws boring out the window. The buy-in on Lane Kiffin is instantaneous. I said it yesterday, and people think I was being hyperbolic. I honestly believe that Ole Miss would have to very quickly hire some temporary phone answerers.
I agree. Memphis had to do it.
Jeffrey, I'm assuming you got 4 hours of radio left in your day?
Yeah, starting in about 12 minutes.
Have a good day.
See y'all.
All right. Yeah, look, I mean, by the way, I skipped another one, so we'll figure it out later. Okay.
Chase is talking about ad breaks. We're going to tape ad breaks later, and we'll insert them into the actual podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Here's the deal. I noticed, I told you this yesterday. I watched it. Somebody put it on the site. Lane's been doing something this week because he looked tired yesterday. He looked exhausted. He looked bored. He looked tired. He did not want to be in the room he was in, and he was not his typical self in a press conference yesterday after practice or whatever the heck it was. It just struck me like, wow, like
it's a big week for him.
Yeah, something's on his deal here.
Well, he interviewed with Arkansas. We know that. That's been reported. If you told me that he has interviewed with Ole Miss, I would not. I'm not reporting that he's interviewed with Ole Miss because I don't know. But if you told me that he's had conversations with Ole Miss, I'd believe it. He's not in the position of strength that Mike Norvell is in. Mike Norvell is making a lot of money at Memphis, is coaching in the AAC game, and Mike Norvell has unquestionably told everyone associated with it. Yeah, we can take this off, right?
Yep.
He's told everyone associated with it that, hey, I'm not doing anything until the game Saturday is over.
Yeah, Kiffin forgot his record at one point yesterday. He asked what their record was.
Yeah, and his point was, they were asking him about, was this season a success? And I actually really liked his answer, as tired as it was.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess it's okay, but I mean,
we won our division, we went 9-3. Okay, yeah, but, sure, doesn't suck.
If we win 10 games and win a championship with a chance to win 11, that's what we want to do. Yeah, but he was tired. He was worn out. Been doing all the things that you do to get ready for a football game and interviewing for jobs, and I'm sure stressing a little about, hey, this is my opportunity.
Well, 'cause something,
I want one of these gigs.
Look, he wants the Ole Miss gig, but he's not going to lose the Arkansas gig to get the Ole Miss gig.
No, he will take the Arkansas gig if it's offered.
That's my point. Flat he's out. Got all kind of stuff going on in Fayetteville. They've got boosters. They got ADs. They got an AD that is cool, but on a little bit of a rocky footing a little bit with Hunter Yurecek. Frankly, Lane's got some history with him when he was at Houston. He interviewed Major Rapowhite, got the job instead. I mean, there's a lot going on between Lane and Fayetteville, positively and negatively right now. And then you got all this stuff too. And it's a mess for him a little bit.
I'd be tired too if I were him.
Man, I mean,
the one thing that gets me a little bit is, oh boy, it's just such a personality risk. What football coach isn't? I've never hung out with a group of football coaches and thought, man, I tell you what, this is like a Sunday school class. Never in my life.
I don't necessarily think it goes that way as much as they kind of want boring sometimes. Hey, just don't say anything. It's like, well, that's putting everybody to sleep.
Hey, let's be safe here. Monday needs to be meatloaf night. It really does. We need to serve it at 6 o'clock. Not 6:02, not 5:57, and God forbid 7:30 after a couple of toddies. 6:00, meatloaf. And do not put too much pepper in it. We'll have mashed potatoes, we'll have green beans, and we'll have tea. We're going to bed at 9. Are those people safe? Yeah, they are. Are those people typically okay? Yep. Are those the people that rise to the very tops of their professions? Nope. They're just not. They're fine. If you're Ole Miss, why not roll the dice, man? You can't do this boring thing right now. You're going to raise all the money that you raised, and I know Keith disputes this, whatever, semantics, however, somebody paid off Matt Luke, or you're going to have to pay off Matt Luke. Let's just say that no money was raised. There, we're all on the same page for a moment. No money was raised. You're going to have to pay it. You're going to pay all this money so that you can go boring? Are you going to go all this trouble of pissing off all the people they have pissed off to go boring? Why? If you were going to go boring, don't blow up your recruiting class. Give Matt Luke another year. Let it either get better or fall apart. One or the other. Sign the recruiting class you were going to sign. Give him a year. And if it goes to hell, it goes to hell. But if you're going to go to all this trouble, why do boring? Why go to all this trouble to hire somebody who comes in with absolutely no experience in this league, which is a dog-eat-dog league? You guys think Saturdays are competitive? You ain't seen nothing till you've seen Wednesday nights in January. I mean, you ain't seen nothing. This cat's never, ever, 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 ever been through a recruiting cycle like he would go through here.
Immediately, too.
I mean, boom. Never.
Next week, logo is on the chest, and here we go.
This is not walking into a home in Gastonia and walking into some kid who was the second best wide receiver on the Class 3A team, and mom and dad are so excited that the Charlotte coach is coming to town because he just might get his first college offer. And when he gets it, and I'm not picking on these kids because, quite frankly, these are the kids that are the most rewarding. But that kid from Gastonia gets that offer, and mama starts crying, and daddy's over there, onions, and he commits on the site, and he says, Coach, you'll never regret this moment. I'll work my butt off, I promise. And they hug, and there's some sort of little social media thing, and it's this emotional night in Gastonia, and that kid shows up, and he busts his ass. And that's great. That's what college athletics is about. But that ain't the way it works when you walk into Joey Five Star. No.
Joey Five Star.
No. He's been down this road. He's had his ass kissed at every camp. And when he says, so...
I don't need you. You need me.
You need me. And I don't know how to say this. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave the room. And I'm going to let Uncle Jimmy over here fill you in. Where Uncle Jimmy says, so we were talking to LSU. And they said, what say you? That's a different deal now. Because now you're talking to the kid that says, so here's my deal. In 3 years, I'm going to the NFL. What can you do for me to get me to the NFL? And I'm going to let Uncle Jimmy explain this to you, where Jimmy says, and what can you do for us in the interim?
In the interim.
Because the kid in Gastonia doesn't say that.
Oh, no.
It's, we're going to go to college for free. Wow. How exciting. It's a totally different deal. And I'm not making fun of either one, but I'm just saying you better acknowledge the differences. You better acknowledge that one is one thing and it's pure and clean and awesome and I love it and we all love it and it's a great story. And when you read that story, when that kid from Gastonia ends up being an NFL prospect 4 years later, we all read that story and we watch the interview with mom on ESPN and we say, oh, how cool. Isn't that great? And everybody kind of gets a little oniony. It's awesome, but it's a different deal than what you're walking into here when you walk into Batesville, Mississippi with Timmy Five-Star.
It's Timmy, not Jimmy now.
Whoever. You know what I'm talking
Joey
about.
Ago.
It was Joey a minute ago. Now it's Timmy. Whoever. Tommy,
no, it's 100%.
Timmy,
and look.
Maurice, I don't care. Come up with a name and make him high four-star, low five-star, and you're walking in recruiting that kid, and you're walking in after Ed Orgeron walked in with his big fancy ring, and after, and you know who's coming up next? The new Aflac spokesman, Nick Saban, with all of his rings. And Nick Saban says, I can get you to the league in 3 years. Let me give you the list of people that I've taken to the league in 3 years. Would you like, how long you got?
Yeah. At your position.
Yeah. And now, hey, the knock on LSU has always been you can't get a quarterback. Now they walk into five-star quarterback.
Heisman Trophy hanging out.
I'd like to talk to you about Joey Burrow. You've got to get somebody who can absolutely compete with
Joe
that.
Joe Burrow didn't even start at his former school. Wasn't even the quarterback. Look what we did to him. He won the Heisman Trophy.
First pick in the draft. He's got a Heisman. You know how exciting Wednesday nights are for Joe Burrow in Baton Rouge? You can be that. You can't, in my opinion, right now, given the state of things, you can't bring in somebody who says, well, let me tell you what we do. One heartbeat. Here's a risk.
We're building.
I just don't think that works, man. I think you've got to bring in somebody, whether it's Mike Norvell or Lane Kiffin, and quite frankly, I think the list needs to stop there. That
well,
says,
say, I ran one. There was one on the board. Two polls yesterday. Let me find them real quick. We've got time. One of them was, are you fine or excited for Lane Kiffin? I have a point here beyond just Lane Kiffin.
Okay, sure.
Are you fine or excited by Lane Kiffin? It was on our message board. Obviously, Ole Miss fans responding to this. A lot of activity on the message board right now. Are you fine or excited? Meaning, basically, would you approve of the hire?
Are you cool with it?
Yeah, are you cool with it? 99.1% said yes. 99.1. As Neil said, that's impossible with anything. He can use the example he would like. Maybe not the one he gave me yesterday, but either way. I mean, seriously, the sky color is not 99.1% people agreeing.
You could take 125-year-old horny guys and put a Victoria's Secret model in front of them and say, is she hot? And at least one would go, nah.
Well, we can prove this. We've had those Kate Upton conversations over the course of a decade.
That's a great
here.
Point.
We've had this has been a podcast topic over the last decade.
Take 100
for our,
guys
for our long timers.
Put Kate Upton in her Sports Illustrated swimsuit prime in front of you and say, hot or not?
Somebody saying that.
There's a few that go, ah, she's kind of big. And then I go like, what?
And here we go.
Yeah, she's just not that. Doesn't do it for me.
So you get this on one side. That was yesterday on the message board. A poll might be still up. I don't know. Who cares? Not the point. Let me find it. Oh, down here. Okay. All right. Ran a poll yesterday. My internet is being... No, it's not on the internet. I'm being stupid. For curiosity purposes, which would you rather have as Ole Miss head coach? Mike Norvell, Lane Kiffin, Billy Napier, other.
Okay.
The field, essentially.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin, 43%.
Okay.
Mike Norvell, 42%.
Okay.
Billy Napier, 8%. Other, 8%.
Okay.
So a landslide with two candidates. You'd have a runoff.
You'd have a runoff.
We're in a political deal. We got to figure out what that other 16% is
there. Yeah.
We got to figure out the other 16%. Yeah, you see that a lot in local elections. That's where Billy Napier's looking up going, why did I even do this?
Yeah.
Hey, hun, what the... What was that?
Why did we print those signs?
So, point being, Keith's in a weird spot here. Because anything but Mike Norvell, a mystery candidate that we're not aware of, or Lane Kiffin, and...
Gotta sell it.
It's going to require a sale. It's not some immediate boom.
It's going to be an awkward press conference when someone like me says, did you have the opportunity to hire Lane Kiffin? And if so, why did you not do it? What was it about Lane Kiffin that you decided, with Will Healy sitting right there, and I asked that question, but hey, Will, by the way, I'll be covering you soon. So
yeah.
See the guy over there? He's going to tell you that I'm out to get you and I hate Ole Miss and here's Exhibit A.
It's a problem.
By the way, Will, 40,000 people plus listen to my podcast every day, and he doesn't have that.
Okay. Just... You all right over there?
I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, I will. I'll ask it. It has to be asked.
Yeah.
If they don't hire, assuming Mike Norvell goes to Florida State and they don't hire Lane Kiffin, it has to be asked. The question has to be asked because that's our job is to be a conduit for the fan base, and that would be the question. And quite frankly, it would demand an answer, and a stock, we're not here to talk about that answer, would not be sufficient.
Yeah, we will take a quick break here at this point of the show. I tell you that with flu season here, it's time to get a flu shot with Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. Flu vaccines available with $0 copay on most insurance plans. And when it's time to wait for the overworked pharmacist at the chain drugstore, so stop by the locally owned pharmacy where they have someone waiting to take care of you as quickly and painlessly as possible. That's Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs or G&M Pharmacy located off South Lamar in Oxford.
I'm suddenly really worried that I did not send an email last night that I was supposed to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Surely I did. I need to go look. Anyway, it's been a day. You know what I mean?
Already.
Yeah, what time is it?
9:03.
It's been a day already. The 2019 Men's Hoops SEC Mini Plans on sale now for just $175. Receive a ticket to all 9 SEC home games this season in the pavilion. Visit OleMissTix.com and get your SEC Mini Plan for just $175. Calling all Jackson area Rebels, join the Men's Hoops team in the Mississippi Coliseum on Saturday, December the 21st at 1 p.m. as they take on Southeastern Louisiana. Skip the lines. Pre-order your tickets now by visiting OleMissTix.com. And that aforementioned Men's Hoops team returns to Craddock Court on Saturday at 1 p.m. for the return of Coach Rod Barnes to Oxford. The first 1,000 fans will receive Rod Squad shirts, courtesy of the Ole Miss Law School. Tickets start at just $10, can be purchased at OleMissTix.com. If you need a gift idea for your kids this holiday season, the Oxford Park Commission recommends signing up for the 2020 spring soccer season. If you played in the fall, it's awesome. You can rejoin your team for just $25. If you didn't play in the fall and you want to join a team, you can do that too. The cost for new registration is $50. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 15. The deadline to sign up is December the 22nd. For more information, visit OxfordParkCommission.com. It's transition time at Dead Soxy. After their biggest sale ever, they've gone back to the drawing board to bring you new offerings for Christmas. Enjoy 30% off all your orders with promo code REBELGROVE. Make sure to get the stocking stuffer he or she will love. 30% off all items, including deeply discounted sale items. And it's officially December now, Christmas sneaking up on us, and our friends at Blue Delta Jeans, they've got you covered. For a limited time, Blue Delta Jeans is offering gift cards for their bespoke raw denim jeans for $100 off. It's a great way to treat your friends and family with a great Mississippi-made product for the holidays. Drop by the Oxford studio to purchase or get in touch with Blue Delta on their social media or at info@bluedeltajeans.com to have a gift card mailed to you. As always, Blue Delta's on the road this week. San Diego, San Jose, Asheville, Nashville, and Dallas. So give Blue Delta Jeans a call if you're in one of those markets. Get fitted for your own custom jeans. Picks will be up this morning. Probably by the time you hear this, they'll be up. They're sponsored by Southern Craft Stove and Tap, located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Southern Craft Stove and Tap places an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with the come-as-you-are environment. Featuring 30 craft beers and offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations, Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasions. Join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catering orders placed online currently receive $25 off any order totaling $100 or more, so avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford.
Podcast is brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understands your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option. And with rates as low as a minute, about 2 years, good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com. Neil mentioned Neil's picks that will be up here soon. And as he said yesterday, everybody kind of rolling along a little bit. A three-way tie for first place after this many games.
How about that? Yeah, we're all making money.
You have to say 15 over 500 right now for the year.
If you've been following us, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're up. You bet $100 on every game. You'd be up about $900 for the year right now, even counting the juice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, up about a grand if you just did $100 on every game we did against the spread.
Buy some of the Christmas presents.
It would not too bad. 76-61 against the spread on the season. I'm way behind on overall, but that doesn't matter. So it's completely irrelevant.
Jeffrey and I are doing pretty well in the overall.
I don't even really put any effort into the overall. Like, I don't, like, it's not even something that necessarily computes. Like, that's not something that's whatever.
No one's holding it against you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all good. Zach, three games back at 73-64. In a four-man race, 9 over 500 at this point in the season in fourth place is strong.
I know.
There's a lot of betting websites that couldn't pull that off.
I know. I'm impressed.
And we all watch, like, other than Jeffrey, like a tenth of a football compared to all those human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, just, nah.
I mean, I try, but.
Last week, you had a really good week, 12-6. Jeffrey went 12-6. I was 11-7, and Zach was 9-9. The NFL has just bitten me in the ass this season. Like, I lose 70% of the NFL games that I pick. Might be why we keep picking NFL games, but nonetheless, that's where the margin is at the moment. So there's that. The games start, by the way, tomorrow. Utah and Oregon play the Pac-12 championship game, which could matter. Or Utah still very much in the mix here, depending on what happens elsewhere.
Oh, so if you're Utah, you got to play it like it matters.
You got to win it, and you got to pull for some other folks.
Yeah. If you're Utah, it's a simple weekend. You win.
LSU wins.
And then you're like, LSU and Baylor, baby.
Yeah, you're all Let's about go. Some Joe Burrow on Saturday. You're getting the popcorn out.
Yes, sir.
You pulling for the Heisman winner.
You are Joe Burrow. You are Joe Burrow fans.
Did you figure out who you're going to pick third in the Heisman?
I think so.
Think so?
I think so.
A quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. Did you think about being weird and putting Chase Young at number one?
At one point in the season, I was.
Did you? I mean, obviously now it's.
And then my boy just.
Now, it won't be unanimous. There will be baseball writer, college football people out there that will make this complicated. But
yeah.
He's looking at a huge win, though.
Yeah.
Just a numerically
huge win. And he deserves it. Had one big game after another. He got it done. He won it in Tuscaloosa on the road against the dynasty. Credit to him.
What kind of shot you give Georgia Saturday?
Decent.
Do you?
Sure.
Just because of them or because LSU... In either way.
Well, they're defensively. They're really good, you know, and anytime a great defense has some time to get ready for a team, that sometimes they can take some things away. But, boy, LSU, give them credit. LSU, you know what's coming. Attack. I love their offense. Love it. Loved it from week one. I told you people, I stumbled across that game week one. They're playing, like, Georgia Southern or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's kind of fun. I was going to watch Auburn and Oregon that night. And LSU sucked me in. And by the end of it, I was texting you guys.
Remember this? Yeah.
Hey, man, LSU looks like the real deal. And y'all were all like rolling eyes.
Because at the time, we're like, yeah, they're fourth best team in the league. Sure. They're fine. It's fun.
I said
that. Well, because, I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. It took me weeks to actually get on the Joe Burrow train. I mean, I was just kind of like, all right, he's fine.
I'm never right about football stuff. And so being right about a football thing has been so fun. Week one, I told you guys, that's a national championship team. Y'all are like, you're an idiot. And I thought, I'm an idiot. But so far.
It worked out.
Boy, they opened that thing up. Got good receivers. I love that running back. They're okay up front. Their defense is shaky, but it does make plays.
They're very Saints Super Bowl team. Defense causes some havoc, causes some turnovers. They'll bend a little, but the offense is good enough to overcome it, and it just kind of works.
I'm kind of with LSU the way that I am with the Saints. Yeah, I didn't go there. I didn't grow up cheering for them. But, I mean, I am a Louisiana kid, and when they play, as a part, it does something for me. And I love their uniforms. And I love their band. I love the atmosphere there. I like the Golden Girls, the whole shooting match. It's fun. My grandfather was a big LSU fan. The only memory I have of my grandfather was him giving me the yellow plush ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's a little part of me that I got a soft spot for LSU. I don't apologize for it.
So I picked the Saints to win this week, so put all the money on the 49ers because I can't seem to get that right
big
very
game.
Much this season.
Big game.
A little bit. Especially with Seattle right there, too. I mean, you're playing both of them. You're not just playing one.
Yeah.
So it's, but, I mean, you're just trying to get one or of the two seeds and worry about the rest later.
Yeah, for sure.
But for the Saints, it's not just get in the tournament. It's
no,
get a bye.
It's yeah,
you got to get the bye.
Get a bye.
Yeah. If you don't get home field, okay, go win a game. But you got to get the bye.
The window closes eventually.
Oh.
You got to go.
It's time to get another one.
Time to get one.
If you're going to get another one, it's now last year was probably the time to get another one. But nonetheless, here they are, and we'll see what happens. You jumping on the Chiefs as the Pats have looked kind of mortal here recently.
Well, I think the young goat might get the old goat.
I think the torch is being slowly passed.
It feels like it's time to pass that torch. Now, Tom Brady's going to have something to say about that, but.
Of course. Okay. All right. We will have plenty at rebelgrove.com as the day moves on. I don't know what to expect, guys. So we'll have it to you, nope. Whatever it is. We'll bring you whatever that is as well, and we'll all learn it together. So check rebelgrove.com. Appreciate everybody on this live chat this morning. Good numbers there. Appreciate you guys as well, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.